Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I want to remind you, there is no Robin Hood in Nottingham Forest, only crooks in D.C. We call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. They are going to rob you. Not the rich, because they're the rich. And they will not give to the poor. They will make you poor. And they will make you slaves. Regardless of all that we give, and every American has the right to this or that, they are all themselves, including and especially Bernie Sanders, communist Bernie Sanders, they are all going to rob you. It will cost you more to get all the free stuff, and I'm betting when push comes to shove, you don't get any of that free stuff. Oh, you might get free health care, socialized medicine. It won't be free, and it won't be good care. It'll be managed care. Not you managing it, but somebody in an office somewhere in D.C. managing it, because they do so well at management, don't they? It will cost you jobs. It will cost you liberty. It will cost you your independence. You know, we're heading into that national holiday. You know, the one where our founding fathers, the colonists in America, were fed up with the taxation without representation. They were fed up having to pay for a license to do this or to do that. They were fed up with demands by the king. No free travel, no freedom of religion, just a tyrant king sitting in his palace, occupying his palace and cutting deals. Deals to make him richer. Sound familiar? Deals to make him more powerful. Does that sound familiar? Dems have gone over the deep end, or to the dark side. And yes, they have power. If they didn't have power, we'd have a wall. We'd have personal control over our own health. And we'd have less stupidity and socialism. Now, I'm not going to give the Republicans a free card here. They are okay with you being unfree and tied to their entitlements. You know. There is no Robin Hood fighting for you in D.C., except maybe the president, who isn't getting great support from his own Republicans, representatives and senators, and he's getting a lot of attacks and obstruction from the Democrat Party. I kind of look at it as if they've got a little game plan going, the Republicans and the Democrats. Can't you just see them in their offices as they're plotting and planning against this president? The deep state is Congress, my friends. You need to understand that. Who puts the bureaucrats in place? Who lets them have their power? They are not Robin Hoods. And they never will be. At least not until we kick all the attorneys out of their political office and elect hard-working statesmen as Americans, not career politicians. Now, some of them might get mad at me because, you know, there are a few that we want to believe are the good guys, and they happen to be attorneys as well, or lawyers, or whatever you want to say. But sometimes, when I really like what they're saying, and they're getting angry, and they're pointing at Hillary Clinton, you know, I'm talking about Trey Gowdy, and they're pointing at her, and they're going at her, and nothing happens. We get a lot of noise. And we're in the arena, we're going, yeah, yeah, yeah. But nothing ever happens. you know, I try to take a little bit of a break from the news on the weekend until Sunday evening. And Sunday evening we had the breaking news that President Donald Trump, being the first president ever to enter North Korea, steps in and he steps out. But it was historical. He's trying to break down this barrier. He's trying to break this down. We can be friends. We can work together. I can help you make a better nation, Kim. You don't need to be the tyrant. You don't need to be the guy that you are. You don't have to be the bad guy. You could be the good guy. But, you know, generation after generation, Kim Jong-un has been taught to be the bad guy. They have to be powerful. They have to kill people to be powerful. They have to make examples out of those who disagree with them in order to be powerful. But it did make an impression on the world. Probably not the Democrat Party, but it did make an impression on the world, and it made an impression on Kim Jong-un. So we will see what takes place. It says, but before the meeting with Kim was expected to begin, President Donald Trump met with some military members and others and was expected to review some relics from the Korean War era. We're with you all the way, he said to our military men. And it says here, Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to step foot into the Hermit Kingdom. I was proud to step over the line, Trump told Kim later inside the Freedom House on the South Korea side. According to the Associated Press, he said, it is a great day for the world. I believe this is an expression of his willingness to eliminate all the unfortunate past and open a new future, Kim said of President Trump, according to the Associated Press. He also added he was surprised when Trump extended the invitation on Saturday. I believe this is an expression of President Trump's willingness to eliminate all the unfortunate past and open a new future. You can say whatever you want, and only time will tell about what happens with these meetings and these new deals. You know, Melody says, I don't like them making deals. Well, we have to make some deals. So, I'm concerned. I watched, I can't ever think of his name, it's Steve, with the New Revolution. He had a very interesting show last night, and if you get a chance, I know that you can go online and see that. I was very impressed with his show. He has a host of people on his panel. One was, and I can't think of the guy's name, he's a comedian. He's an actor, a comedian. Then there was two women of color. You hate to say that, but that's how you recognize them, I guess, and that's how they were promoting themselves. One had been a Bernie Sanders supporter in the past. And she really comes up with some good stuff every once in a while. I like to listen to her. She kind of weighs it all out. And then, of course, there was Steve, and there was another woman, and I think that was it on the panel. I'm not sure. But they made some really good analyses of progression. You know, who is it that, I think it's Daniel Turner that tells us it's not progress, it's they regress, they go backwards. But this, they were talking about how the progressive movement works. They never stop. It's little steps, little steps, little steps. They may lose once in a while, but they're still ahead. Little steps every single time. And I want to share some of what they were saying last night, because I think you will find it very, very interesting. And the one gentleman, I got to look up his name, I do apologize, I didn't know I was going to go down this road. He compared it to cigarette smoking, and I found it very interesting. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was visiting with you a little bit about it. I wasn't intending to go down that road, but I think it's a really good point before we get into where I'm taking you today. But this gentleman was talking about cigarette smoking. If you remember, everybody could smoke anywhere they wanted to. Then all of a sudden, it was a smoking section. We don't want you smoking here in the restaurant. You could smoke over here. And everybody says, okay, okay, we can do that. So they take their little cigarettes and they go into the little smoking section and they smoke over there. Then it comes back to, you know what, we don't want you smoking anywhere in the restaurant. So you can smoke outside, outside in front of the restaurant. So, okay, well, so we'll do that. So they go outside to do their smoking. And then they go, well, you know, it's really not good to be smoking that close to the door. So now you've got smoking banned completely. But he was talking about how it progressed. It was just one little section, then it was another little section, and then it was another until it's banned. No smoking allowed. So you go on to that idea, and you stop and think whatever it is in your life that they have taken away, the liberties. Look at gun control. Oh, that was the comedian Adam Carolla. That's who that was. And I've seen him on there before. He's very conservative. He probably leans on the libertarian side, but he's very conservative in his speaking. And he analyzes things. And it's really interesting how he does. Now, I don't think he's necessarily a true conservative, but he's been very curious as to why things are the way they are. And as a comedian, he's very concerned as well about the freedom of speech. And the two women that were on that evening were talking about the freedom of speech. And when you take away somebody's freedom to say a word, even if it's a bad word, and these women said, even if it's the N-word, we don't like it. But they have the right to say it. You don't have to like it. And they got to the point where they said, you know, when you remove that right, that doesn't mean they're not thinking it. And in some respects, it causes more problems because they don't feel free to say or express. And they don't have to suffer the consequences for their speech or their actions. And that made a good deal of sense when you stop and think about it. And then Corella went back and talked about the folks in college. They're afraid to hear something that's going to hurt their feelings or upset them or that they don't agree with. And he equated that to the astronauts when they go up and they have no gravity. They lose their bone density. There's consequences. If they take the gravity away and they don't have to hear anything they disagree with or something that is opposite of what they believe, they don't get to hear any alternate ideas, then they don't grow. You can't expand. You become weaker. Your bone density leaves you. Your thought density is gone. I thought that was really a good way of putting that. We're not doing kids a favor if we do everything for them. If we keep them from being hurt. You know, we don't want people hurt. It doesn't matter how old your kids are. You don't want them hurt. You don't want them slapped around. But if they don't learn the pain, they cannot grow. In the Democrat debate, well, I did tell you we were going to talk about this, and we will. We're going to get on this first, and then we'll go to the Democrats debate last week. In my opinion, we didn't do too well with the Supreme Court last week. Now, remember what the article that I shared with you numerous times already about we're in a civil war. And he talked about they can take over the courts, and they have taken over the courts. And we mentioned that on Friday. We were never intended to be ruled by the courts. We have a constitution, and that is supposed to be the rule. That is supposed to be the rule of law. First of all, God is the rule of law, okay? Obey his laws. But the constitution was based on his laws. Now you know why they want to do away with him, don't you? But the Supreme Court ruled against. Now, they said he could come back with a new argument. They just didn't care for his argument on the citizenship question on the census. Now, the census was all about knowing how many people, citizens, voting people in an area were, so they'd know how many representatives they could have or elect. They needed to know what the population was. But that has changed. They don't care if you're a citizen or not. Yes, the census has all kinds of questions. I don't have a recent one in my hands. I should have done that. But it has all kinds of questions, at least one I read here a few years back, that have nothing to do with that. How many miles is it to where you work? How many people live in your home? Okay, that's all right. Other things that were questions that have nothing to do with a census. How many TVs you got in your room, in your house? It shouldn't even matter what kind of house you have. I guess we answer that one on our taxes. But they ruled against that. And I don't understand that. It shouldn't even be a question. But it is in this socialistic state that we seem to be in. The other one was they were blocking the gerrymandering. And I'm not sure if that's a win or not. I'm not quite understanding all of it. Both of these were, John Roberts was the one who kind of helped put it down. But it says the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday last week rejected efforts to rein in the contentious practice of manipulating electoral district boundaries to entrench one party in power by turning away challenges to police maps, politically map, in Maryland and North Carolina. Now, I think that sounds like it's a good deal. However, it says the justices in a 5-4-1 decision with the court's conservative in the majority of liberals in dissent sided with Democrat legislators in Maryland and Republican lawmakers in North Carolina who drew electoral district boundaries, saying in a decision with nationwide implications that judges do not have the ability to curb the practice known as partisan gerrymandering. Now, what they are saying, what I'm understanding, is the judges don't want to have anything to do with this. So they're leaving it up to the states. But what is happening, which is wrong, what is happening, and I guess it doesn't matter who's in charge, that the Democrats are wanting to redistrict. We had some of this in Missouri. They want to redistrict, and it all goes back to that infamous evil Electoral College. Why can't they just leave it alone? But because they lost. That's why they can't leave it alone. They've lost a couple of times. So they can't leave it alone. So I'm not sure how we won on either one of those. We lost on the citizenship one for sure. I understand the judges not wanting to be the ones to make that decision, but somebody has to right now. But they've left it up to the states, so I guess that they can redistrict and somehow, you know, fight the Electoral College from the other side. Well, I have in my hand an article that was written by Mike Cutler, and we're going to have to get him back on. He has a lot to say. His articles are never short. They're always very, very long and very full of information. But he's talking about this last little deal that they did while the Democrats, they balked, and now the Republicans too. Well, I'm not going to give them any slack here. Said the Democrats balked at the funding of a border wall that would deter the massive tsunami of unprecedented levels of illegal immigrants and drug smuggling. Their leaders are happy to spend huge sums of taxpayer-provided cash on caring for the illegal aliens who should not be here in the first place. He says, of course, I would remiss if I fail to point out that the money for the border wall and other immigration law enforcement efforts was not provided by the Republicans when they had control of the House of Representatives either. Yep, it was a joint effort, wasn't it? Plot the plan and plan the plot, or plot the plan, I don't know how it goes, but the A-team, I love it when a plan comes together. Those plots and plans seem to go against the American citizens of the United States. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I wanted to point out some things that happened in the debate and some things that were said in the debate. But before I do that, I wanted to share with you something that Daniel Turner tweeted out last week. And I believe this was at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. However, she is the spokesperson now for the Democrat Party. And it was also, I think, having to do with the debates. They keep telling you, you have the right to this, you have the right to that, except the things that you actually have the rights for. Then they want to kind of manipulate and regulate them. And we're going to talk about that on July 4th. Don Jans is going to be with me, and we're going to talk about your rights versus entitlements. But Daniel Turner says, why is her dream now society's responsibility? Lots of kids have dreams. Are piano lessons paid government-funded now? Baseball camps? Summer stock? When does someone's dreams become their responsibility alone? Government is not a fairy godmother. And in when I was trying to catch up with things, one thing I do like to watch is Mark Levin, Life, Liberty, and Levin. And last night he talked about some of the rights. But he talked about the economy to some degree and the hope we have to go from rags to riches, according when we have capitalism, not socialism. And he had our good friend Forrest Lucas on last night. Now, I didn't know Forrest Lucas was going to be on ahead of time. They don't tell me these things. But he was on last night. He told his story, which you got to hear first here, of his rags to riches. And some of the things that he went through, including his divorce, his poor upbringing, he was poor when he was growing up, I should say it that way. His father had an alcohol problem and was not very present in his life. And Forrest has made a difference in his life with that, with his family. But he talked about how he came up with his oil additives and how he's a rich man. He's a very rich man right now. And it was very interesting. But had it not been for capitalism, free enterprise is really what we should have, he wouldn't have been able to do those things under socialism. And some of those things have a little bit of a difficulty now. And when he did this, it was before all these regulations took place. And how they are stifling the American businessman and entrepreneur. We're going to back up here just a little bit. Tom from Michigan wants to make a comment on gerrymandering. Tom, how are you today?
Fine, thanks. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Good. On the Supreme Court case on the gerrymandering, I think it's right. Because for one thing, can you imagine the backlog in the courts of, you know, anybody who had a gripe about an election would go on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It would
I
be
agree
horrible.
With you on that.
And the other one about the citizenship on the census. Now, I haven't had a chance to research this. I have to go to the library to do my internet. But this had to have been started by a state, must have sued, you know, Trump administration on the census thing. And, you know, last time I checked in my Constitution in Article 3, when the state is a party in an action, the Supreme Court has original jurisdiction. I think Obama knew that I heard one person comment that if this would be Obama, he would just go ahead and do it. He would just ignore, you know, the district court order that all citizens question can't be on there. And I think that's, you know, lawyer Obama did have one advantage. Being a lawyer, he knew, I believe, a lot about the, you know, the fictions that go on in the courts, and he wouldn't put up with it. So,
well, they set up the courts. A lot of the federal courts have very liberal-leaning, progressive judges, and so they're making their decision. I'm not talking about the two Supreme Court decisions right now. I'm talking about others in general. They make their decisions by emotions, by their agenda, by what they believe, but not by what the Constitution says. And I think you're right. I mentioned that when I was talking about the gerrymandering. It shouldn't be a court decision. But we also shouldn't be manipulating the boundaries either. Go ahead, Tom.
But on the citizenship, I don't think that's been to the Supreme Court. I believe that was just a district court decision.
It was the Supreme Court last week. I have it in my hands. Yeah, I have it in my hands. They're letting him come back. They said he can come back. They just didn't like the argument that he gave.
Okay.
So they're going to drag it out a little longer. So he's got to come back with a different argument. Which I don't get that. But anyway,
yeah,
I'm going to let you go, Tom.
I mean, if he's a defendant, I think that's proper procedure.
Well,
I
don't know.
That he can have contradictory arguments. But
okay.
I'm not a lawyer.
I'm not either, and I didn't bring it up to debate. I was just bringing it up that's what it is. That's what happened last week.
I would think that, you know, that question could be on there, too. So that's, you know, for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
all
thank
right.
you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Tom. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Going back to the debate last week, I have an article here that's pretty comical, actually. He's talking about the different What the heck? They said that. What the heck? And the one that, you know, I watched both debates. I missed a little bit of the first part of both of them. More of the second one. I missed more of the second one than I did the first one. But they pretty much say the same thing over and over again. They hate Trump. They hate, you know, Republicans. They hate conservatives. They hate the Constitution, although they bring it up. They don't know it. Because they keep saying you have the right to free health care. Where does that say that? Give me the article in the section in the Constitution where it says that. You know, they're messing with you. You know that, right? They're messing with you. So this is written by Dan Gaynor, and this is coming from, well, it's actually was reprinted there on Fox News, a blog on theirs, I guess. It says, Will Smith made Miami known as the place where you can party in the city where the heat is on. But after two nights of Democratic debate that featured some memorably strange comments, you have to wonder if some people got heat stroke in the debate hall. He says, forget the endless giveaways. America wants more surreal Marianne Williamson quotes. Now, she's the one. Oh, it was priceless. It was really priceless. She single-handedly generated enough what the heck, he didn't use heck here, moments in 2 hours to make a comedy special. Apparently she was on Saturday Night Live, or they had somebody playing her on Saturday Night Live. She delivered a string of memorable lines. From vowing to call New Zealand and taunt them, to arguing that plans are bad and vowing to harness love. She's gonna defeat President Donald Trump with love. This is a woman who stands up and says, yes, you can kill babies. Absolutely you can kill babies. You have the right to kill babies. But I'm gonna kill the president with love. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. There was never memory. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388-3888. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code Bethann to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go to the phones. We have Ken in Iowa. Ken, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth. Ken up here in Des Moines. Hey, you have another great show.
Well, thank you.
Hey, the Supreme Court seems to have a problem with asking people their citizenship status.
But, yeah, I noticed that.
But a lot of people don't realize that every day in this country, every day, thousands of people are detained by federal agents and ask their citizenship status. Anybody who travels in the southwestern states, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, travel along I-10 or the back roads, everybody who does that goes through Border Patrol checkpoints. These are not random points. These are hard checkpoints the traveling public has to go through. And as you drive up through the line, an armed Border Patrol agent, and they are armed, drug dogs travel around your vehicle. The agent comes up to your window. As you roll down your window, they say, "Good morning, sir. Are you an American citizen?" You look them in the eye and you say, "Yes, ma'am," or "Yes, sir, I am." They say, "Thank you very much," and they wave you on through. There is no option. That is the question they ask. Are you an American citizen?
Well, you know, they used to ask that when you went and applied for a job. You had, you know.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore, I don't think.
No, that happens every day. If you're traveling a side road in Arizona, if you're traveling on Interstate 10, if you're traveling a side road in New Mexico or Texas, if you're within range of that border, at least 100 miles, sometimes more, they do have checkpoints. They will stop you, and they will ask that question that the Supreme Court seems to have a problem with. So
yeah, they seem to have a, you know, I don't think he should have to rephrase his question or re-excuse it or re-explain it. It should be automatic. In fact, I think that's the only question that needs to be on the census.
That's right. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up so in case
you know, Ken,
are not aware. By the way, you're the best thing on radio, Beth.
Oh, thank you. I want to ask you something. In Iowa,
yeah.
I know in Missouri, when we get a driver's license, the first time, you know, when you're a little 16-year-old and you go get your driver's license, you got to have your birth certificate with you to prove that you're 16 years old.
Yes.
So if you have a birth certificate with you when you get your first driver's license, you should they should automatically know if you're a citizen or not a citizen. But they're giving licenses out to illegal aliens all the time.
That's right. People who came across, and we see it when we're in Arizona, Beth, because we spend time in Tucson. We see the border crossers all the time. We were down south of Tucson at the Titan Missile Museum, and as we came out, there was about 30 or 40 people with packs on their backs hiking up a wash, and I looked at the docent who was there, and he looked at me, and he says, yeah, that's right. They just came across the border, and they're headed north.
That's crazy. I visited a missile museum here in Missouri several months back, and it was at Knobnostor. At Whiteman Air Force Base. I can't talk.
I'm dyslexic
in the tongue here. At Whiteman Air Force Base. Very interesting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Very sobering.
Yeah. Oh, very sobering. Very. Ken, thank you so much for calling.
You're sure welcome, Beth, and I'll tune you in every day.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks. You know, we've put up with so much as citizens. When are we going to say, we draw the line here and start backing up these progressives that keep pushing us into socialism? Basically, my friends, we're already there. The entitlements, the licenses, the permits, I'm okay with a few things. But this has just gone crazy. Absolutely crazy. And when you stop and you learn the history, I'm going to give you a little history on Thursday when we do the 4th of July show. I'm going to have Don Jans on. He's a history buff, just crazy about history. And we're going to talk about, he and I will visit today, we're going to talk about rights versus entitlements. Now, in that debate, all they talked about was what you have the right to. Now, you don't have a right to your guns. Swalwell made that perfectly clear, and so did the rest of them. But you have a right to free health care. You have the right for somebody else to pay for your health care. You have the right for somebody else to pay for your education. You have the right to default on your education debt. Well, where does that leave everyone? Nobody checks into why it costs you so much to have an education. Nobody checks into why health care costs you so much. Why is that pill so much? Why is the... Remember when they used to give you the little bags with the toothbrush and stuff when you went to the hospital? Why does that cost $20 or $30 or $50? Why does that cost so much? They don't want you bringing your own little aspirin or Advil in. Nope, 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 nope. They're going to give you one little pill and charge you out the wazoo for it. Nobody checks into the whys. They just want to cover it up. Well, this woman, this Williamson, she's a joke and a half. And I guess she gave him lots of fodder. He compared her to the Smothers Brothers and a few others, that, you know, Pat Paulson and some of the others that ran for president back in the day, making fun of the... Do you remember Pat Paulson? He did get a few votes. He did get a few votes. Well, the Democrats want to know, they were asked one question, is how are they going to fight Mitch McConnell? And I'm going, is Mitch McConnell really a problem? Now, the guy that wrote this, he seems to think he is, and this is David French. I read something from you last week about that he'd written on the Supreme Court stuff. And I thought it was pretty good. And he makes some really good points here of things that positive that Mitch McConnell has fought or blocked. But then I'm thinking about the ones that he didn't, like Planned Parenthood, like build a wall. He didn't fight for that. He's called the Grim Reaper these days. And he kind of likes that title. I want to see him back the president more. And I haven't seen that. He also didn't defund Obamacare. So I see some of the big things he didn't do, and David French brought into some things you can't deny that he did do. And we're running out of time, but that's okay because I enjoyed our conversations with you. A reminder, they're not Robin Hood. They might put on some tights, but they are not Robin Hood. They might even put a feather in their hat, and they ain't Yankee Doodle. They're D.C. occupiers. You know, I kind of laugh, but right now it almost brings a tear to my eye. They're not representing you. They're not representing us. They hate this nation as it is. They hate the Constitution. And the only way we're going to change it, and that's positive on we, is that we start paying attention and vote them out and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.